Are there a bunch of old people?
No. Okay. Everyone that I talked to was my age. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, they were all my age.
Good.
Which is nice because...
That last place you worked, some old bitches.
Right.
I'm not trying to be ageist because old people can be lovely. Mm-hmm. But they were all like bitter-ass 60-year-old women.
Yeah, they were... There's some interesting people there. I don't want to say anything bad because, you know.
No, that's fine.
I need to wait until I got a new job.
Right. Before you can talk shit. I can talk shit because I ain't worked there in 4 years.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
They were all like bitter ass 60-year-old.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2526 of the BFO for Tuesday the 2th of May 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the state of the station, little show last night, and we've got some haiku. Yes, Betty. Hello, Batrillas. Big Fatty, what did you say? I said, hello, Batrillas. Big Fatty, what in the hell are you talking about? Well, here's a hint. Y'all, you are Batrillas today because, y'all, the wind has been blowing, y'all. I'm surprised we haven't seen a flying nun come by, Big Fatty. Was that Sister Batrill? It was Sister Batrill. And y'all, if you've never seen the flying nun, all I've got to say is you don't know what you're missing. I don't even know if it's on the YouTube or anything. But y'all, if you ever get a chance to see the flying nun, or if it's just breezy in your area, go outside and check it out. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Sunday night we had the first State of the Station over there at the Pride 48. Y'all had a good crowd in the chat room. And y'all, what's happening is, if you hadn't guessed, it's not going to be a Vegas event this year. Beh, Fanny. Thank you, Captain Obvious. But there is going to be a live streaming event. Right now it's tentatively planned for the last weekend of June, but little shows that want to participate should go over to the pride48.com and register, and then you'll get a chance to tell us which weekend works best for you, because y'all, we're not married to any weekend at all, but it'll be one of those things where majority rules, but y'all, we need little shows to go over there by the 12th of May. That's a week from this and register. So y'all, if you're a listener and you want one of your favorite little shows to go over there and be included, y'all, get on them, get on the ass. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I can tell you right now, we've already had Lotso, the Shy Life Podcast, Chaotic Ravings, the Denims, Voice of Turnip Style, Far Away Nearby, the Stinky Orangutans, Dubious Intentions, Chubbs Gone Wild, The Big Gay Sex Show Reunion 6, and Swanna and Judd. Big Fatty, best news is I didn't hear your little show mentioned. Oh, I guess I need to go over there and do that. Yes, Big Fatty, before the 12th of May.
It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's Haiku Contest. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's Haiku Contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, email, or comment on the Big Fatty online website with haiku about what Big Fatty means to you. A haiku is 5, 7, and 5 syllables. I'll give an example in a moment. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's Haiku Contest. Whew. Boy, that's a job. Hey, here's my example. Big Fatty is this. And, y'all butt. just lovely. Thank you for calling. Oh, and here's my example of a cackle.
Dear Gussie, a big fatty, I love that. That's totally original, never been used before. Digger has outdone him. He really has outdone himself on that one. And y'all, it is haiku month. And y'all, we've gotten several submissions. Y'all, that Joe in Dallas, you know, he's former number one fan of the BFO. He has sent in several haikus, and he says, "Big Fatty Online, where cabbage and kale create ruined underpants." Big Fatty, I think you read that wrong. Well, I think it's Big Fatty Online, where cabbage and kale create ruined underpants. That's the way it should have been read. Yes, Big Fatty. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. And you are correct. Except that, you know, Big Fatty don't wear underpants. Now, Mr. Cackle, I'm assuming that you're keeping up with all of these. Because once I get them, they're going to glory. The next one from Joe in Dallas says, Big Fatty Online. Most educational when at horror hotel. Big Fatty at horror. Y'all, I've got to learn how to read these. Big Fatty. And we got one more. One more from Joe in Dallas. It says, Beloved Big Fatty, genteel southern gentleman, podcasting hero. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. Joe, thank you so much. Those are, and y'all, they're supposed to be about how lovely Big Fatty is. Big Fatty, well, it's a stretch for some, I know, but anyway, but there's some haiku for you for today's little show. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and our Ask Big Fatty question today. Y'all, it was posted over there at the BFO from that Chris in Tennessee. He says, Big Fatty, I have a question. Cue the music. Big Fatty, we've already cued the music. Okay. The information I found online about the hot dog down the hallway weekend isn't particularly informative. How does that weekend differ from any other time at the Hara Hotel? Do they provide free condiments? Does everyone eat their hot dogs with relish? Inquiring minds want to know. Well, first of all, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, now back in Tennessee. First of all, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is excellent. Excellent question, and you know, there are many. Many are called, but few are chosen, I thank you for choosing Big Fatty to answer this. This is different from other weekends because it's, y'all, it's not only a feast for the eyes. Big Fatty, a feast for the eyes, but it's also a feast for the lips because you've got the men's to look out in the swimming pool, the old swimming hole. You've got delicious homemade side items and grilled what are those anyway, the big footlong hot dog. Big Fatty, Chris in Tennessee loves a footlong. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, over the weekend I got an e-letter from my Northeast straight boyfriend, And y'all, he says, Big Fatty, second fiddle Sean has had dental surgery recently. What's one of the best things to eat afterwards? Well, Jell-O, of course. And what kind of brother would I be if I didn't come through? And y'all, there's no doubt that Dan is my Northeast straight boyfriend. There's no doubt at all. Y'all, he's made these Jell-O pops for second fiddle Sean, and y'all, it's red Jell-O and it's on a stick. And y'all, the Jell-O pops are in the shape of Bobos. So second fiddle Sean can honk some Bobo. Fanny, that's lovely. Dan, I think that's just lovely. He said later on, he asked me how my weekend has been. I said, well, it's good, but I could really use a gentleman caller. And y'all, then he gave me driving directions to his house. Now, I don't know if Mrs. Northeast straight boyfriend would appreciate a knock at the door. Big Fatty, you're getting vulgar with that. No, I meant like if I actually knocked on the door. Oh, I thought you were talking about a butthole. No, okay. So there you have it. Dan, you made me kerfuffle like there was no tamari. Anyway, y'all, I was laying in the... Y'all, first of all, Whitman Tinker, you've struck again. Didn't sleep where the Tinkers dam on Sunday night. And y'all have been dragging, I tell you. Big Fatty like Donna Sugars? No, moseying. Oh, like the old gal. Yes, like the old gal. And, y'all, I was thinking, you know, I hadn't gotten, here it is, the last day of April, and I said I hadn't gotten a bill for my cable, and, you know, normally it comes, and I said, you know, I'm gonna go log into the www and see what's going on. And y'all, I log in, and Big Freddy, it's got a little exclamation mark there. Payment due by April 30th. And I went, well, I ain't gotten a bill. Y'all, when they gave me the new service at the customer retention price, they signed me up for the paperless billing. Well, y'all, you know, the old people don't like the paperless billing. I'm just going to tell you, well, I don't mind it on some things. I get the Americans Express paperless, but some other things, I like to have a piece of paper. So, y'all, I paid it online last night so I would meet the deadline and everything. But y'all, then I started looking at what it was costing me, and y'all, they've fucked it up. Big Fatty, what a surprise! The cable company fucked it up. Y'all, they've charged me for two. I say two of the little adapter boxes that you have to have for the TVs to work. Well, y'all, I only have one of them because my TiVo has a cable card, so I don't need one of those for that TV, and I didn't add another TV. So, y'all, come Monday morning, you know, I was sleep deprived, and I had to get on the mechanical. I had to talk to the mechanical for a little while, but y'all, then it says, oh, Big Fatty, would you like to... for us to call you back when it's your turn in line? I said, yes, thank you for calling. And y'all called it back. And the young man, y'all, they go through and says, oh, I see you're a Big Fatty. Do you mind if I call you Big? I said, no, that'll be fine. And y'all, he tried to work into every sentence that he spoke to me. Well, Big, it looks as if, and now, Big, I want to make sure that I understand. Now, Big, have we satisfied your concerns? Well, Big, thank you so much for your time today, and I am, too, a customer, so I understand your concerns, Big. And, y'all, if he said Big or once, he must have said it 14 times. 14 or 24 times, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, it's been corrected. I've been credited for what have I been credited for? Oh, Big Fatty, for that other digital adapter. Oh yeah, that's what I've been credited for. So anyway, y'all, you know, this is how they get you. This is how they get you. So keep an eye out on your bills when they come in. Yes, Big Fatty. Now y'all, May is sweeps month, and so you know that's when they'll be pulling out all the stops on your local. Oh, Big Fatty, are you okay? I am. They'll have all kind of special in-depth reports and everything, and a lot of the quiz programs will be wrapping up. And there's some new shows that are starting. Also, y'all, one of them. And I've got a list here, and I know that Joe in Dallas, you know, he just gave us the haikus. I know he likes the dancing shows, Big Fatty. By the way, Joe, I'd love to know who your favorites are for the Dancing with the Stars. A week on the 8th, on Monday the 8th, there's a new one called The World of Dance, and that's on the NBC, bong, 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 and y'all, I've got a lot of other of these, but I'm going to tell you about those as we go along. And in fact, I'll give you a chance to get your pencil ready for that. Yeah, Big Fatty, you know, yesterday I was I had mentioned that I had looked at your grin doctor. Yeah, that's right. And we ran out of time. We've got a little bit of time here. What would you like to say? Well, Big Fatty, you know, the grin doctor. I know it is for finding a dental hygienist in your local area. Big Fatty, there are a lot of dental hygienists near Fat Acres, and they seem to be a lot of gentlemen hygienists. And Big Fatty, the other thing, and maybe it's just me because I don't really understand the grin doctor. But Big Fatty, they all have these little cartoon pictures. They all have these little cartoon pictures on there. And Big Fatty, can you possibly explain to me why so many of the dental hygienists seem to have an affection for chickens? And eggplants and peaches. Well, chickens, eggplants, and peaches. Well, a Big Fatty, is it something vulgar? Am I missing something here? Oh, dear Gussie, saved by the bell. Big Fatty, I didn't hear a bell. Well, the music. y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, got the Homeowners Association meeting at 6 p.m. in the evening tonight. And so, y'all, maybe I'll have a little report on the Wednesday little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Adam, the old gal in Walnut Hills has got a birthday coming up on Sunday. Anything you'd like to say about that?
They were all like bitter-ass 60-year-olds.
Oh, no, she's going to be 61. I can't comment on the bitter-ass part.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.